Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Aren't you surprised there's not a Deadpool name called Jack Hanna's Boner?
Is there one?
I wanted to throw it out there so somebody picks it for next year.
There might be.
Because he's proud of it. Nick Allen with us. Funny Bone. You're not Funny Bone this week. Where are you at this week? No. Any gigs?
I don't.
No. But he's tweeting at Nick's Allen's all weekend. And the podcast is called...
Dope Podcast. We've got a new one up this week with Richard Reese.
With Richard Reese.
And Dr. Mina is on the phone.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey guys, how are you?
Are you here to impart some information?
Oh, I forgot. Oh, we said some stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
No. Let's just be all nice.
Yes,
and,
you said some stuff.
Okay, hang on.
Yes, you did.
Hang on.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Hey, Roy Moore getting beat. That's pretty cool, huh?
Oh, that was fantastic.
That's excellent. Decency. Decency in the world won for at least a little time.
Wow. She sounded almost orgasmic.
Just a little time. And then you also tweeted out something. I retweeted it yesterday about, you're trying to help out people in Alabama because they have the infant mortality rate is worse than what, Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka, multiple third world countries, Ukraine. Yeah. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's just awful. And realize that the current administration has not reauthorized CHIPS since September 1st. And the current tax plan would literally destroy healthcare as we have it currently with nothing to make it better. And in Alabama, they specifically would lose Medicaid as well, which helps mothers and young children.
Well, we don't care, man.
Low income.
It's about the Bible for us. Which is they whatever. I don't want to get started on that. But
there were a couple of things, but what really prompted me today, I want to make sure that I don't forget to say this. There are only 2 days, 13 hours, 23 minutes, 25 seconds now for folks to get enrolled in the Affordable Care Act on the marketplace.
Yes.
Please,
throwing some your email address.
Thank you.
And you list a lot of numbers. I retweeted you and a guy named Barack Obama. I retweeted him, too.
I do not deserve to be keeping that type of company. But
yes, you do.
You're
our two favorite brown people.
I'll take that.
I never met Barack, but I'm saying he probably would be one of my favorites. Go ahead.
He seems pretty damn cool. I really want to thank folks who've reached out to me. Please don't be afraid. I love helping folks. I love hearing about it. I know people who are smarter than me who can help you. I will get you in touch with a direct person. They're great resources in Kansas and Nebraska. So please, if you have any questions, you and your family, please get in touch. Listeners have been great. They've come with amazing questions. There were a couple of things that got brought up. So I've had this on the back burner, and I don't know why I haven't brought this up sooner, but a couple of weeks ago, Craig did a story about increased searches for how to do an abortion at home. So I feel obligated to remind people that there is no do-it-yourself home abortion kit or home abortion anything.
Well, the reason he did that is because people are afraid that the righties are going to take away people's choice.
Yeah, right. It's my understanding that they have been attempted before.
Yeah.
This is a medical procedure. Please do not trust any instructions you find on the internet on how to do an abortion at home.
All right.
Is there a YouTube tutorial out there?
I don't know. I'm not going to want... No. Let's just say no.
Okay.
Let's just say no. All right.
Because even if there might be something that would come up on a search, I would not recommend it to anyone. Please.
Right.
This is a medical procedure. And remember, folks, support the physicians and the clinics that do this. Please, please volunteer to be an escort, donate money, support legislation to protect women's reproductive rights. This is exactly the type of stuff that kills women, unfortunately.
We had, I know you don't listen in real time, but we just had Jack Hanna on the show, and he knew a doctor named, who was a butt doctor named Dr. Ramsbottom. What is a funny... And he also knew a doctor named Dr. Rape, believe it or not. And not but Rape.
That one you got to change.
He wasn't a gynecologist. I think he was a guy doctor. But what's the funniest doctor name you've ever heard?
We had an orthopedic surgeon. We had an orthopedic surgeon whose name was Bone Break.
Bone Break. That's really? Oh, I like that. Dr. Yeah. Bone Break. All
I'm not trying to top anybody. Yeah, and I'm not making this up.
I know. That's why I love these doctor names.
My wife's gyno.
Oh, he's local. I know this name.
Yeah.
Because he was an ex-girlfriend of mine that was her gyno.
Dr. Beaver.
Dr. Beaver.
Perfect.
Dr. Beaver.
Not making that up.
Dr. Beaver's a beaver doctor.
Yes.
I think I have the best name, though.
What
you
is
know,
it?
Dr. Sugarfinger.
Oh, like, you are.
What could be better? What could be better, right? So then there was a story that Craig did that really I was screaming in my office about. It was a segment.
Craig, stop pissing her off, man.
of Jeff Sessions. Apparently, Jeff Sessions arguing with someone clearly smarter than him about the AMA's stance on marijuana versus guns. So I want to make this
It was an intern in the Justice Department.
DOJ.
Yeah, an intern who said that. The guy said,
why did the
marijuana is worse than guns.
Yeah. Why do the American Music Awards have anything to say about it?
I don't know. Stupid.
Well, I just want to make it very clear that as early as the 1990s, the AMA's official policy has been to support the FDA in doing research in marijuana to get good evidence about what it would work in. And supporting that research through the NIH and through the FDA, it is also strongly advocated that people should not be incarcerated for possession of marijuana.
Good.
And that's since the 1990s. In contrast, they have strongly advocated that guns are a public health emergency and that we need to have stricter gun regulation and gun laws in this country, as well as research into gun violence.
Well, that don't fit their agenda.
Yeah, I was so glad to hear Jungle Jack, and not just zoos. He was mad that they were allowed in parks, but Jungle Jack is a complete Republican. We don't talk politics with Jack, but he's also a smart guy. Realizes guns don't need to be everywhere, and that's a guy that works in wildlife. So I liked when he said that. He just said it to us.
Now the government is standing in the way of researching marijuana. Is there anything the medical community can do about that?
Well, we take an advocacy position on that. And there is a division of the NIH that looks at alternative therapies and alternative treatments. There is a part of the NIH that does that.
All right.
So, but he's wrong. He's absolutely wrong when he says that the AMA has a very strict policy for marijuana and a very strict policy for guns. He's wrong.
No.
Every physician I know will tell you that guns are dangerous, and this country is killing itself.
This guy hates
guns.
Weed. He hates weed. He hates weed.
Yes,
it's the
he
devil.
Does. Yeah. It is true that redheads require more anesthesia during surgery.
That's
I can
wild,
tell
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yes, they're harder to sedate during their colonoscopies. Every
it's because they have no. Right. It's because they have no soul. What's the reason?
No, I have no idea. They don't have no soul. They're perfectly good human beings.
Gingers have no soul.
No, we had, actually when Craig did that story, we had a bunch of gingers check in, and besides confirm they have no soul, they also said that no, they have trouble getting put down. Right, put down.
Yes.
They can take
we
a punch.
We don't put them down. But we do. They do take more medication.
Is that everybody, or do you just? I mean, can a redhead go down pretty quick?
As quick as you want.
Yeah.
Craig is hoping so.
Not as quick as you want to. He yelled that. No, I mean, you just don't automatically see red hair and say, okay, just shoot this up twice, right?
I think the anesthesiologists now just know if they've got red hair, they're probably going to need a little bit of.
What if it's red hair in a bottle? Come on.
Oh, well, yeah, be careful about that for sure.
All right, good. All right.
You should tell by the skin tone.
Skin tone,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, freckles,
evil look,
what have you. Yeah. Why are there not more?
The people with red hair will tell us, I'm harder to sedate. I take more medicine. I've been told that this is, they'll tell us this as well. So we do see it. Likewise, the cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome is a very real thing, and we've seen it for years and years. Ever since I started my training in gastroenterology, this is a very common thing that comes
Explain what that is. It's the guys that get really high all the time, puke and and, yeah, and
so
scream.
There, it seems to be
the
that...
The term is scromiting.
that's a scrum. Right the,
that's not exactly what it sounds like, but they're in a lot of pain. I mean, a lot of pain, and they'll come in and get X-rays and endoscopies and EGDs, and nothing's wrong. And then in the history, you'll get that they're a frequent or a regular marijuana user, and
right.
you'll say, "Well, hey, can you give yourself a couple weeks? Don't use. Let's see what happens." And they feel better. It's not. We know that, you know, marijuana does have anti-emetic, anti-vomiting properties, but there seems to be three types of cannabinoids that actually have the reverse property in them, that they actually cause people to vomit. And I don't know exactly why certain people have this or not, but really the treatment is stop using the marijuana.
Yeah, there was a guy just said I would think if you're puking in the hospital, you probably want to quit smoking weed, right?
But was there any validity to the email that we got that said it's not exclusive to marijuana? This guy was, it happens when he drinks milk.
There are other types of cyclic vomiting syndromes that are different and caused by different things. And so certainly that might be a different type of cyclic vomiting syndrome, but this is a very specific link with marijuana use, and that's the cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome.
Hey, go ahead and yell us about Yale again. You're about to
First of all, very quickly, tetanus versus rabies.
Yeah.
Don't go wrestling any raccoons, please. Even if you have previously been vaccinated and you get exposed, you still have to get at least two shots, according to the Health and Human Services.
I just told the story earlier. First of all, I want to thank Travis from Heartland Humane Bat Removal. My son had a booster shot yesterday because the bat spent the night in his room, we think.
Yeah.
But we caught the bat. He caught the bat for us, and they're getting it tested.
Oh, good.
So, right.
Good.
Right.
There's one study that looked at people's titers over 5 years, and at the end of year one, it was only 90% of people had effective titers from the vaccine. So, and by year five, it was down to 30%.
Yeah,
so
boosters now,
you've got to be careful. And then, yes, first of all, you mentioned me doing a physical on Trump, which is awful.
Yeah.
And said something about my entire arm fitting into him because I'm so small.
Right.
When I do a rectal exam, but you forgot to account for the fact that his head's so far up his ass. I'm not sure I would actually get
my arm. There you go. Move your head so I can stick my arm up there.
And then stop beating up on Yale, for Christ's sake.
What was that? But
seriously, okay. So maybe Harvard made these wooden golf sticks or whatever it was that Todd was talking about. But let me tell you something, a little bit of something about a guy named Walter Camp, who graduated from Yale in 1880 actually invented football.
Yes, he did.
He was the guy who made the rules of football from rugby, including having the system of downs, the point system, the offensive line, the safety, making a fullback quarterback, all of that sort of stuff from Yale. Thank
you
very much.
We could do this.
Real sport.
We could do this the entire year, right? Hey, Harvard did this. Yale did this.
Yeah, a lot of smart people go to both those schools.
Both those schools did a lot of good things.
But you know what? I'm only wearing Yale T-shirts, and I got one, and I wore it out in public this weekend, and I don't think anybody thinks I went to Yale, but I don't care. I don't care. It says Yale. Todd wore his yesterday.
Folks, yes, I did.
Please, please, please make your calls to reauthorize CHIP, not to pass this tax bill, and to please let people know to get enrolled in the Affordable Care Act and contact me if they have any questions, please. I can't emphasize this enough.
Love you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Love you guys, too. Take care. Have a good day.
Take your head out there so I can shove my arm in there.
Yeah.
How many times you said that, Craig?
Not enough.
He'd be trying to lick her arm.
Here's a chiropractor from Marcus named Dr. Bender.
That's perfect.
Nice.
This one, I don't even think I can say.
If it's a real last name, why can't you say it? Mr. Asswipe? It's Asswipe.
It's close to that.
Well, I just said Asswipes. You can say it if you want.
I'm going to skip it.
Okay. It's a real name?
Yeah.
I can't wait. We'll tweet it out or something like that so people can see it.
Out of New Zealand,
well, give me the profession. What's the specialty? Then I'll think of the name. Obviously, these allude to the specialties, right? Or they just random
names?
Not
necessarily.
Nah, no.
The ones we've been talking about have been. Yeah.
There's no specialty listed.
Okay, got it.
This guy is out of Iowa City.
All right.
Out of New Zealand, scientists have unearthed fossil bones of what might be a penguin nearly 6 feet tall.
I've heard that story.
That thrived 55 to 60 million years ago, relatively soon after the demise of the dinosaurs.
Wouldn't that freak you out?
Yeah.
Yeah. 220-pound, 6-foot penguin.
Now, I saw Nick opened for Willie Farrell at the zoo, and yeah. I saw both you guys in the penguin cage, right? Mm-hmm. Getting your photos with the penguins, and they're about knee high,
yeah,
shin high, whatever.
If they were 6 feet tall, I'd not have stepped yeah. foot in there for a second.
Go stand shoulder to shoulder with the penguin,
yeah,
Nick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Now, the emperor penguin, the largest one that we know of now,
is how big?
It goes a little bit more than 4 feet.
Okay, that's about okay.
Which is tall. Yeah, for a flipping bird.
It is.
It is tall.
But a 6-foot penguin.
But a 6-foot, 220-pound penguin.
That's a
yeah,
big
that was a penguin from Skull Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a whole Jurassic World movie now.
Yeah, it
Jurassic
is.
World yeah. Antarctica.
They say it would not have been the kind of bird that someone could catch alive. It would have been considerably more powerful than a person.
But Natalie dressed, though.
Oh, well, it was brown.
Yeah. Oh, it was a brown penguin.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow.
So they don't have, this they don't have the tux on.
And that's at the time, New off. Zealand and Antarctica were subtropical at the time.
Oh,
55
wow.
to 60 oh. million years ago.
They will be again soon.
Yeah.
They're just human-sized penguins hanging out on the beach.
What up, dude?
Got a tan. Maybe they browned up nicely.
Maybe they talked.
Nice subtropical day.
They lay eggs, too. Those eggs had to be huge.
Oh, I didn't think about that. All right. We talked to Jungle Jack. In case you missed that, check it out on the podcast, Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We had
also just tell Alexa to talk to us.
Brief conversation us, with Cleet Blakeman.
Yes.
Yeah. He does not do push-ups or pull-ups before the football game.
I'm calling BS.
Yeah, I am too.
All right.
And then tomorrow we will have Sean
tomorrow's Ganae. Thursday, right?
Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm.
Greg Warren.
A.K.A. Dick Harp will be here.
Yeah, and Paul Mercurio going to join us.
At Nick's nice. Allen is his Twitter, and he also has a podcast with our other friend Richard Reese, and it's called
Dope Podcast.
And it's available where?
It's on iTunes and SoundCloud.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Register for the Deadpool, too, on TNTRadioEmpire.com. Jack Hanna's boner. The name is open.
No.
Oh, it's not?
No, nope. It's used.
Oh, have you said that before?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, when it comes in that context. I mean.
Oh, no.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.